Peter Schlock, Fun Phone Production. I need levels from both of you. Malloy, talk.
Fun Phone Production number 81. Stu's Foreign Language.
Tape, September 19th.
You gotta be a lot louder, and you gotta get a lot closer to the mic.
Cast it's Stu. His nose is keeping me
away. Don't turn those. Keep it in the center there, and get right next to it. All right, come on! You're wasting tape and time,
wait,
Jeffy.
Hold on, wait, get would you, all four would, you, of them. Would you get him a phone book so we can...
All right, you've each insulted each other. Now let's go. Here we go.
Hey, Oscar, have you seen Stu?
Stu who?
Very funny. Come on, I can't find the tape he let me borrow, and if I don't find it by the time he gets back, he'll kill me.
In that case, don't look for it.
Listen, you. Hi, Stu.
All the dirty, stinking, lousy...
Well, he sounds like he's in a good mood.
Stu, are you in a good mood?
Screw you!
Gee, Stu, what's the matter?
I'll tell you what's the matter. You remember Harry Johnson?
Harry Johnson? You mean the guy you lent your golf clubs to?
Yeah!
Yeah, I do. What about him?
Well, that jackass never returned me. Boy, I hate people that take things and don't return them. It makes me want to punch out their teeth!
go on.
Well, I went over to Mr. Harry Johnson's house, and you know what he did?
He sold them?
No, worse.
He traded them.
No!
Well, what did he do?
He died.
He died?
Yeah, and his last request was that he be buried with those golf clubs. Now I'll never get them back.
Yes, you will, Stu. All you have to do is go out to the cemetery and...
Oh, sure. Oh, how I hate people that borrow things and don't return them. I hate them.
Stu, I have something to tell you.
Looks like you'll be joining Harry.
Will you shut up? Stu, you remember that tape you loaned me?
Yeah. Oh, no, don't tell me you want to be buried with that.
No, I... lost it.
You what? You what?
I lost it.
What?
He lost it! Are you deaf or something?
You lost my tape! You lost my tape!
Yes, I lost your tape! Didn't you hear me?
You are the most irresponsible, the most selfish, the most unloyal uncle I've ever met! How the hell did you lose it?
I don't know. That's how I lost it.
Of all the damn conceited anal things I've ever heard of, Jeffy, I'm going to take your skinny neck and...
Help, bring it to me, really. Help, I'll lick it.
You're gonna what?
I'm going to run a muzzle on those nightmares and eat me a hoy.
That's easy for you to say.
If I sniff, sir, why you stop? Well, I'm doing that.
Stu, why don't you try speaking English?
Why, skibbity a woo ya. Here's one, need a fear.
Stu, don't you realize the way you're talking?
You must know. You don't know what you mean.
Oscar, call Dr. Doctor. Something's happened to Stu. He can't speak English. Not that he ever could.
Hello, Dr. Doctor? Stu is yelling at us. What? Yeah, as usual. And all of a sudden, his language changed. What? No, I don't mean he stopped swearing. His language changed. He's not speaking English. What? Yes, I know he never did. But, well, look. Jeffy's bringing him down right now. Yeah, bye.
I wish I could understand him.
I'd like to know what he's saying.
Well, come on, Stu. Let's go see Dr. Doctor.
Yes, what?
I think he can understand us. I just think it's we that can understand him.
Stu, if you can understand us, hit Oscar.
Ow!
You're right, Oscar.
Well, how are my two favorite phone stars?
Well, I'm fine.
And I need to know I must have.
My goodness. Looks like we definitely have a problem here.
Stu was yelling at me, and he was all ready to kill me when his use of the English language stopped, thank God.
Yes, I think his English stinks, too.
No. What I mean, thank God, because he was going to kill me. What language is he now speaking, Doctor?
I don't know.
Come on, you're right, or get bailed, Stu.
It sounds like Polish.
Wait a minute. It sounds like Stu's still speaking English.
No, Doctor. It sounds like Polish.
No. It's English. It's just backwards.
Backwards? Then I was right. It is Polish.
Here, Stu. Say something into this microphone, and I'll record you on tape.
Doctor, I'll just turn the tape around and run it through the machine again. Let's see if it works.
You're a crap doctor who
Doctor. And you're right, too, Stu.
I make the jokes here, if you don't mind. Well, here's the answer to your problem. Take this tape recorder home with you. Then whenever Stu wants to say something, have him record it through this recorder, and you can play it back.
Stu, would you mind repeating that into this mic?
That still doesn't solve my problem. How do I get turned around?
Oh, that's simple. Take one foot and place it behind you.
You know, Fury.
Very funny, very funny.
Yes, I thought that was.
Snavis, nope, said I have to be listening to Gally Finney's mouth, Bob.
I'm sorry, Stu, but it's the only way until I can figure out what caused the change and how to cure it.
Well, how long will that be?
I don't know.
Stu, repeat that line into the mic so that we...
Never mind, Jeffy. I know it was an insult about me, so just forget it.
Oh, meow.
Stu says, for the conclusion to this exciting? A story, call next week.
I'll
Stu says, never mind.